Today's lectionary scriptures call on us to notice God. In Acts, the apostle walked around the pagan temples of ancient Athens, seeing all the shrines, including one inscribed to an unknown God. And then he made a speech to the people, telling them to notice God in the very created world that surrounded them. He said, God is not far from any one of us. And in John's Gospel, Jesus encourages his disciples with the words, I'm sending you an advocate to take my place, the Spirit. And the Spirit will help you notice God's work in you and around you. And today's psalm is especially to the point when it says we should not only notice, but declare. That's praise, as Mariah was telling the children. It's simply noticing what God is doing, what God is about, and pointing it out to others so they can also see it. And that's exactly what I asked 11 people to do for us today. I asked them to notice where God seemed to be at work in their lives and in the world around them and tell us about it, to give praise where praise is due. And here's what they said.
Did Henry Nouwen say something about interruptions being an opportunity for growth? Well, coronavirus has been one huge interruption. We have slowed down. At VMRC, we are in lockdown. We have time to look for God's presence. Sometimes I feel that I'm surrounded by the hands and feet of God, the staff, other residents, family far away, friends far away. More than ever, we are concerned about each other, sharing good things with each other. Even my friend's children are offering to help. Do I need anything from the grocery store, from the greenhouse, from the drugstore? And I find myself thinking of the song we used to hear Glenn Campbell sing. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. So in this time of lockdown and isolation, I am truly feeling the presence of God through the loving kindness of others.
The other day, I shared this poem with family and a few friends. I can't do some things because I'm old, like bending over and touching my toes. I can't do some things because I'm told, like using my hand to touch my nose. My shoulder hurts when I try a task because my rotator cuff has a tear. My mouth and nose are covered by a mask, making it hard for me to breathe in the air. Between old age and this virus mess, it's not easy to enjoy this life. It certainly gives one lots of stress. The many rules increase the strife. Virus and old age coming together, it is not what I was looking for. I think I've reached the end of my tether. That is enough. I need no more. When I wrote that, I was just expressing some frustration and impatience, but did not think of it as being depressing. Soon I received several phone calls and emails. One person said, "This is really dark. Don't go thinking about suicide." Two of my sons called and wanted to know if I was okay. I began to wonder, do they understand me better than I understand myself? What is God doing in my life?
In the last month, I've been grateful that God has provided space for my family to spend more time with each other. Several weeks ago, at 1 in the morning, our family woke up to watch a meteor shower on top of Reddish Knob. We huddled together under sleeping bags and blankets and drank hot chocolate to stay warm while enjoying the beautiful night sky. It was very windy and cold, but God's creation was breathtaking.
I've seen God's love displayed in many ways over the last weeks, but particularly in tremendous generosity of so many. That generosity shows up in various ways, giving of time, finances, and creative abilities. And the latter has shown up in new ways at Parkview. When I heard about the need for face masks for immigrants in our local community, I realized the need would be greater than what I could respond to myself. I sent out a few email requests and was overwhelmed with both immediate and generous responses. I was aiming to gather and donate about 300 masks to New Bridges Immigrant Resource Center, but instead I received well over 1,000 and counting. This generosity has touched me deeply, and I see this as a tangible sign of God's Spirit alive in our congregation and wider community.
What inspires me the most and sustains me is the beauty found in nature. During these breezy spring days, when the sky is bright blue with wispy clouds floating along, I look into that blue beyond, and I thank God for beauty. When I see the killdeer nest in our backyard on a pile of stones, lined with a few strands of straw with four perfect eggs in it, or when I see a pair of orchard orioles in the back field with their feathers glistening in the slanted light of early evening, I know that the beauty in nature and God's love are one and the same. When I read that marine life is rebounding and that Thailand has discovered the largest number of nests of rare leatherback sea turtles in 2 decades because there are no tourists on the beaches, or when I think about all the fossil fuels we're saving the world over, I trust that something good is coming from the current limits placed on human activity. I pray that we will come out of this with a new reverence for creation and for this earth that we call home, and that we may live in accordance with God's plan.
Good morning, I'm Hannah Mast, and I'm a rising senior at Broadway High School. The coronavirus has drastically changed every aspect of my life and has forced me to slow down. In these past couple months, I've been able to focus on the things that are important to me, being outside, playing music, cooking, playing some games, and being with my family. With the four of us home, we have been able to eat every dinner together for the past 2 months. This is something that we could never do previously because our busy schedules always had games and practices and rehearsals in the evenings, so we can never have these many dinners together. Although this is a very difficult time, I am so thankful for this time to breathe and to slow down, as well as focus on the things that are important.
One thing I'm grateful for is a godly heritage. My parents loaded their 5 young children into a black Ford and headed for church every Sunday morning. But on the way, we stopped and picked up 2 other unchurched children. Mother and Daddy had a heart for evangelism. When I was 5, my twin brother and I watched our daddy flip over the side of our motorboat as he said, "Don't be afraid, I'm going to help Donnie." We believed our daddy, and we weren't afraid, but both Daddy and Donnie drowned that day. 13 years later, my mother was dying from cancer. While I was sitting on the edge of her bed, she instructed me, "Don't be angry with God." I have been an active participant in 4 imperfect Mennonite congregations in my lifetime. So my parents' faith and the nurturing congregational communities have given me a deep belief in a loving God, a God who has been there through it all.
What is God doing in my life? God fills me with joy when I see the tips of the buried sunflower plant break through the ground and the large pink blossoms open to greet the afternoon sun. I feel excitement when I see the new life in the landscape, in my community, and in the farmlands. And I am in wonder and awe when I think of the seasons and know that God planned it all from the time of creation. Psalms 8 says it best when it begins and ends with, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." I can only praise God and believe in his faithfulness, in his promise to love me, to never forsake, and to continue to guide each day.
Hello, I'm Tristan Nussbaum, And God's blessing right now is definitely the teachers in the schools. They are working tirelessly to keep us educated. They are putting on online classes and online meetings to keep us connected. They're doing a great job right now. And not only that, but they are actually giving away meals to families who are having trouble with money or finding food. I'm very thankful for the teachers, and this is God's blessing right now.
Hello, Parkview Mennonite Church family. Thank you so much from the Wheelers. We miss you, and we are honored to be included in this as alumni. How do we see God working? Right now, there is illness, there is fear, there are people who are working overworked, and there are people who are losing their incomes. And there's an economic downturn that's going to affect everyone. But we see God working through this. We see people engaging their neighbors in new and particularly creative ways. More people are giving to food banks. More people are donating blood. More people are intentionally supporting small businesses. They're making masks for each other. And here in the Northern Virginia area, there's a Facebook group that allows people to with extra to communicate with people with need. Moreover, if someone finds something short in supply, toilet paper or yeast in a store, then they kindly post that onto this Facebook page so that others may have access to them too and know where to get them. We miss you. We thank you. May you be blessed.
I'm sitting in front of a quilt that my mother made for our wedding when Bonnie and I got married. And it was on April 27, just a couple weeks ago, that we were celebrating our 46th anniversary. It's the day I was admitted to the hospital and then learned I had lung cancer. I'm here to testify today of God's work ever since that moment. Many of you from Parkview and way beyond have voiced their concern, their prayers, and their care for Bonnie and me. We just feel surrounded by God's love. I believe it's God's Spirit at work in people which gives this kind of support, and we just feel deeply loved and cared for. So today, I give thanks to God, I give thanks to members of Parkview, and I give thanks to Christians way beyond in other parts of the country who've expressed their love and care. Thanks be to God.